Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane here, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. You know, life throws a lot our way, right? Exciting moments, challenging times, things we're proud of, and sometimes those things that make us go, oh man, I wish I had done that differently. Yep, regrets. We all have them. But here's the thing, dwelling on them doesn't change the past. It just weighs us down in the present. So today, we're diving deep into letting go of those pesky regrets and focusing our energy where it truly matters. Right here, right now. Think about it. When you're caught up in what-ifs or wishing things were different, you miss out on the amazing opportunities unfolding before your very eyes. You know that feeling? Like you're stuck in a time warp, replaying yesterday's decisions instead of embracing today's possibilities. It's exhausting. But guess what? We have the power to change this narrative. We can choose to shed those regrets like an old sweater we no longer wear and step into the present moment with clarity and purpose. So how do we actually do that? Well, here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate your way out of the regret trap and into a place of peace and empowerment. First up, acknowledge your regrets. Don't bury them under a rug or pretend they don't exist. Recognize them, feel them, even write them down if it helps. By bringing them to light, we can start to process them instead of letting them fester in the shadows of our minds. Remember, acknowledging something doesn't mean dwelling on it. It's about facing it head on and saying, okay, this happened. I feel this way, but now what? Next, learn from your experiences. Every regret, even the painful ones, holds valuable lessons. Think of them as stepping stones on your journey, each one guiding you towards growth and wisdom. What can you take away from that situation? How can you use it to make better choices in the future? Remember, mistakes are not failures. They are opportunities for learning and refinement. Now practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human and humans make mistakes. It's a part of being alive. Instead of beating yourself up over past decisions, offer yourself the same understanding and forgiveness you would give a friend. Treat yourself with kindness and remember that you're doing your best in every moment. Here's another crucial point. Focus on what you can control. You can't change the past, but you can absolutely influence the present and shape your future. Invest your energy in making positive changes now. Set goals, pursue your passions, nurture relationships that bring you joy. Remember, you have the power to create a fulfilling life right here, right now. And finally, cultivate gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. By focusing on the positive, you shift your mindset away from regret and towards abundance and contentment. Ever felt like your mind was playing a constant loop of past mistakes? You know that feeling when you're stuck in a thought pattern about something you wish you had done differently? Well, I remember this one time. I totally bombed a presentation at work because I hadn't practiced enough. I spent the rest of the day replaying it over and over, feeling embarrassed and wishing I could go back and do it all again. But then I realized holding on to that feeling wasn't going to change anything. Instead, I decided to learn from the experience. I took some time to analyze what went wrong, identified areas where I could improve, and made a plan for next time. It wasn't easy, but by focusing on what I could control, my preparation and delivery, I was able to move forward with confidence. And guess what? The next time I presented, it went much better. Remember, letting go of regret isn't about forgetting the past, it's about learning from it and using that wisdom to create a brighter future. By practicing self-compassion, focusing on what we can control, and cultivating gratitude, we can free ourselves from the chains of yesterday and step into the present moment with courage, clarity, and joy. So go out there and embrace this day. Make it count, live it fully, and remember you've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode with me on social media or leave a review. And as always, keep practicing those Stoic principles. You'll be amazed at what you can accomplish when you focus on what truly matters. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.